This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute, one of the leading healthcare policy think tanks in the nation's capital region. And she joins me now to talk about the plan by congressional Democrats to pass the expansion of the state children's health insurance program that was twice vetoed by President Bush back in 2007. With President-elect Obama now just less than 2 weeks from taking office, his signature is a very likely follow-up to a House and Senate passage of this legislation. And Grace Marie, thanks so much for being with us.
Pleasure, Greg.
As I mentioned, the last time this was a huge debate was a couple of years ago, so let's refresh the memories of our listeners. What exactly is SCHIP, and why and how do Democrats want to expand this?
Well, about 10 years ago, Congress passed a program designed to provide health insurance coverage for kids that are above Medicaid eligibility. So they're near poor children. And it was designed more or less as a grant program to the states, and it has to be reauthorized every 5 years. So we're right now at the reauthorization point. It was extended a little bit. And by March 31st, Congress has to take action or the program expires. Clearly, they will expand this program before March 31st, and I think it's very likely to be one of the pieces of legislation that's passed very early by this new Congress to get a quick signature by President Obama, who can then say that he's fulfilling one of his campaign promises to expand health insurance coverage to children. There are a lot of problems with that, though, and it's because primarily if you expand this program, you already have the floor of children eligible for Medicaid, then this is sort of the next layer of income. If they move it further up into middle and even upper middle class kids, New York wants to expand eligibility to Medicaid up to kids in families making up to $80,000 a year. What you're doing primarily is crowding out the private coverage that these kids already have. And so it's the expansion really is saying we're going to put more children on public programs rather than expanding access to private health insurance.
And you and I, Grace Marie, talked a little bit last year specifically about a program in Hawaii that shows that folks will actually, if this program gets expanded, trade in their private or employer-provided health care coverage in order for the government-sponsored coverage, and that means the price tag is more than likely going to go up quite a bit more than folks expect.
Well, that's exactly right. And when states are so strapped for funds, why on earth, because states have to pay part of these costs, why on earth would they want to expand access to health insurance for children who already have it and put them on public programs, displace the private coverage they already have? And you're exactly right. That's what happened in Hawaii. They had a program called the Kiki Care Program. It was supposed to get to universal coverage for children in Hawaii. And when the governor looked at the program, she said 85% of the children that have enrolled in this program dropped their private coverage to enroll. She says, that's not what we're here to spend state funds for. So I think that there are several things wrong with expansion of SCHIP, and it was the reason President Bush vetoed it in 2007. It's not that he didn't want to provide health insurance for children. It's that he didn't want to expand it into these middle and higher middle-income families, displacing private coverage. Not only do people have less access to private physicians because these programs traditionally pay a lot less money, but it's putting more kids on public programs when we have millions of people who are already uninsured and who need coverage who don't have the private option that these kids do. So it's displacing coverage that kids already have, making it more difficult for them to access coverage, and it makes it harder for the state to then focus on enrolling the lower-income kids who already are eligible but not enrolled. That's where the problem is, not $80,000 a year. It's $20,000 and $30,000 a year in annual income for their families.
And Grace Marie, you mentioned that this would potentially overshadow those who need this type of assistance much more than the children of families making up to as much as $80,000 a year. What do you sense might be coming down the pike in future legislation from this administration or this Democratic Congress to expand the federal role for those people?
Well, you know, the president-elect, but soon to be President Obama, has said that he wants to mandate that all children must have health insurance coverage. So if you're going to do that, you've got to provide a mechanism for them to get to get health insurance, because right now there really isn't. The insurance industry doesn't sell policies just for kids, and so you've got a whole series of Washington centralized decisions that have to be made if you do the mandate. Not only what happens with parents who don't buy the coverage, what's the penalty? Is there going to be tax penalties? What's going to happen to them if they don't cover their kids? Are they not going to be able to enroll in school? But then you've got to define what's acceptable health insurance. The federal government's going to decide rather than parents and families. Then you get into all the politics of, are contraceptives going to be covered? You've got a lot of political difficult issues that are going to get involved if you do the mandate for children, expansion of this program. I see it absolutely as a foot in the door for much greater centralization, much better, more federal control, not only over health insurance, but over actual decisions about care and who's going to be making those decisions, whether it's going to be the federal government or whether it's going to be parents and their families with their physicians.
The last 30 seconds, Grace Marie, we're obviously in a dicey economic situation. Obama already this week a couple of times has talked about a foreseeable future with trillion-dollar annual deficits. What kind of price tag are we looking at if Democrats get even a large percentage of what they want to do here on the health care front?
Well, the price tag can be, upwards of $1 trillion over 10 years, and it is really hard for me to understand how they're going to be able to advance their agenda of a major expansion of the role of government in our health sector with these incredible deficits. And this money is going to have to be paid back. It's real dollars. I think it's a huge challenge to the agenda.
And so we'll see how they go about that and how much they might be able to get through and how much they don't. Grace Marie, thanks so much for being with us.
Pleasure, Greg. Thank you.
Grace Marie Turner is president of the Galen Institute. This is Dateline Washington.